Hey everybody, today is August 5th and there's a lot of bugs out there. Nick, what's happening in
Yeah. I feel like rice is one of the more quiet things right now, but it ain't necessarily that quiet. I mean, just kind of depends on where you're at. Stink bugs are pretty tough in some places, and not necessarily like, north versus south type thing. It's just within a given area. They're pretty bad on this farm and not on that farm. Keep in mind that our termination window there is at 60% straw color. But one thing we do need to talk about there is uneven is a lot of this rice headed this year. We've talked about some of these reduced rates of like tenchu, that termination window if you're running pretty good numbers. Let's make dang sure though that we're pretty uniform out there. The last thing I want to do is think that we're that close to pulling the boards on it, getting close to that 60% straw colored and run one of them reduced rates when only about 50% of the field's 60% straw colored and the rest of it's milk. I mean, I ain't seen a ton of fields that way, but there's a lot of them out there that are super uneven. The other thing on rice, and I don't know if it'll actually impact us this year or not, we mentioned army worms about a month ago. There was about a 2 week little run there. We submitted 18 on Intrepid. As of today, we are legal. Keep in mind, you got to have the label and the paper from the plant board at the time of application. But if you do get army worms and need to spray, we're legal for Intrepid 2F, 4 ounces on that. But really, that's about it. I mean, we're dealing with some stink bugs, termination timing. We're dealing with quite a few in some of this rice out there. Really, tenchu slash Kruger's really your only options. Lambda fits that very narrow window where I'm running 10, 11, 12, somewhere in that ballpark of that termination window. But that's pretty much it on the rice front.
Yeah, and cotton, it's kind of getting towards the end. We're starting to I'm seeing a lot of cotton that's at cutout. And then you got to look at your last effective bloom date on some of this later planted stuff. Like in South Arkansas, you're gonna be your last effective bloom date is gonna be around August 21st. And in North Arkansas, it's gonna be around August 8th. So that's really not a lot of time left at all to that those blooms have to actually turn into a mature bowl. So just kind of keep that in mind that you're going to want to start thinking about whether you actually want to make a plant bug application at this point in time or not, because the likelihood of those bowls or those blooms actually making a mature bowl is starting to get a little thin, the like so just kind of keep that in mind. And I feel like in this crop, we're not in a position where we're gonna really want to spend a lot of extra money trying to make not much lint on this crop, especially at this time of year. So just kind of keep that in mind. Spider mites, we're still got spider mites out there in some areas, and just as my recommendation's been before, I'd go after them with abamectin, and if that doesn't seem to be cutting it, then swap to your Portal and Zeal on that. Remember, your termination rules on Tartas plant bug are 250 heat units past cutout. And so right now at this time, yeah, I checked it last week before this cold front kind of hit, and it looked like I picked a few different areas in the state, but it looked like we were somewhere around 180 heat units a week. Of course, with this cool down, it's probably going to be a little bit lower than that. But just kind of keep that in mind. That's about what we've been accumulating per week prior to this little cool down. All right, Nick, how about beans? That seems to be where all the action is right now.
Yeah, if you name it, they're in there right now, it seems like, between bollworms still taking over the world and now a bunch of calls on salt marsh. And I know you're dealing with loopers pretty good down there around your tiller location. I mean, it's all across the board, And I know we've hit on bollworms quite a bit and like that R2, R3 window and maybe sticking with your diamides, especially with the way this flight's going on. what was it, end of last week, beginning of this week, some of them beans, particularly in South Arkansas, having threshold level bollworms, but then we're running 8 or 10, 12, 15 loopers on 25 sweeps out there too. That situation gets kind of difficult.
Yeah. I mean,
I
my
know.
what I've been
Yeah.
recommending is Besiege in the, in that situation. I feel like your earworms are what you really need to deal with.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are directly feeding on the pods, directly feeding on the blooms on your on the things that are actually going to make you some money. And then, I mean, the control you're getting out of the Besiege on loopers, it's been about 45, 50%. And so hopefully that knocks down enough that you're going to not get enough defoliation out there that's really going to hurt you. And then hopefully you get enough residual out of that too, that any loopers that come into the field really won't be able to really get going. And so hopefully that cuts back on your defoliation there.
And on the salt marsh deal, we were just looking at that data. What was that from last year, Ben, where you
2 years
sprayed that
ago.
last 2 years? Looking at it, and it's kind of impressive how difficult them things can be to control.
Yeah, I mean, we had what was our best treatments on there were Besiege, Intrepid looked pretty good on there, but like Lambda Asphate didn't do very good at all. Lambda alone doesn't do very good on them. I don't know, that was really kind of the other two common treatments I guess we had in there.
Yeah, and I mean, Edge looked fine and Denim looked fine. So I mean, I don't know. It's kind of that time of year to see salt marsh kind of build, but I feel like in a lot of cases we don't give them caterpillars enough credit. It seems like when they get some pretty good size to them, they can cause some defoliation in a hurry.
And if you're running just loopers out there right now, I'm gonna run Intrepid Edge or Denim on those loopers. Both of those are really good products on loopers. If you're at that, R, if you're getting close to that R6.5 stage and you just need to stop those loopers for just a little bit of time, I think there's a 2EE label for Intrepid Edge where you can run down to 3.5 ounces. On it, so you can just get those loopers knocked out and just make it to the finish line. You're not going to get any residual out of that at all, but it'll get you to the finish line once you get close. So,
And stink bugs are still lingering around. We're not done with them. But and I will say, a few of the calls this week I've had, seems like there's a few more browns out there than what there were a couple weeks ago, and leaning towards high rates of bifenthrin or acephate in those situations.
And if you got greens, remember you can just run Lambda on those. So just kind of keep that in mind.
And
I
a
guess
few
I was
calls
going to
on the
talk a
grass.
little. Oh, grasshoppers. Yeah. Well,
Yeah, I mean,
I was going to mention
okay.
Helogen for just a second. Helogen, it's kind of got to fit a lot of these vegetative beans. I was walking in some beans earlier this week that. We're running 8 or 9 bollworms. They're vegetative stage beans. I don't think that level of earworms is going to get you up to that 40% defoliation necessarily in some of these beans, especially if they're a little bit larger vegetative beans. So in that situation, I probably wouldn't make a special trip across the field for those earworms. However, if you're running more than that, or you're getting close to that 40% defoliation, I would probably go ahead and I'd use the Helogen. I mean, and hopefully I get enough, I'd say residual. It's not true residual, but hopefully you keep reinfecting any populations that get in there, and you're not going to have to spray again for corn earworm out there in that field. And we've had pretty good success with it this year. I've heard people having good luck with it, so. That's a lot cheaper than a diamide shot in that situation. But once you get to that R2, R3, and you're running a good threshold of worms, that's where I'm gonna want to swap to my diamides. But also, if you got vegetative beans and you're running 30 and 40 earworms out in those vegetative beans, that's also not a place where Heligen's gonna fit, and you're gonna have to run a diamide on it. Because that's just too many worms, to be honest with you. So kind of stay away from it. It's got a fit, but it's kind of a, it's a field by field basis, where it really fits. What are we going to talk about, Nick, next? You're about to.
Just I had a couple random calls on grasshoppers, which isn't surprising with how hot and dry we've been. And it's been a lot of field edge stuff up against like pastures or super grassy tern rows, those sort of things. But just kind of keep an eye out for them shorthorns. They can do some eating pretty quick too. And they're one of them that can be kind of hard to control too, especially if them grasshoppers have any size to them.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of recommend the low end rate of the siege on those grasshoppers. We had some luck with Lambda plus Asaphate in the past, but I don't know, with this year, I'm just the Lambda plus Asaphate kind of in a lot of places. I feel like you really knock your beneficials out and really open yourself up to loopers in that situation. So just kind of keep that in mind with them, but I don't know. That's about all I got. Well, if you need us, call us. My number is 501-517-3853.
Mine's 870-456-8486.
All right. Thank you very much.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Besiege and Denim are restricted use pesticides.